Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for helping me celebrate the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Stephen King, President and CEO of Growth Force, growthforce.com. Be sure to check out the resources page there, folks, and all the different things that are available there to help you run your business better. We're talking about human capital, aligning, merging, integrating the human capital measurement in a way that in a similar way to the way you do your financial management, the ROI of your financial investment. Well, you've got an investment, you've deployed these humans in your business, and obviously all of us, the owners and the employees, have got to come together to meet the goals of the company, and that's the essence of your message, isn't it, Steve? What are the goals of the company? And how do your financial strategy and your human strategies serve those?
Yeah, exactly. And what we recommend is you need to have, there's five drivers of every business. It's gross revenue dollars, it's gross profit dollars and gross profit percent, and then it's net income dollars and net income percent. And if you have that at your fingertips, and we use a one-page company scorecard to show you that, actual results and trailing 12 months side by side, then you can figure out, where do you focus your energy? Where do you put your attention? And do you have a top line problem? Do you have an above the line problem or below the line problem? And then you can set some goals for your people. We want to increase sales by 10% in Q1, or we want to increase our gross profit percentage from 35 to 40%, whatever the numbers are. If you recognize and reward, if you cascade those goals, sorry, I missed a key step. If you cascade those goals from the company to the department and the department down to the team, what happens is we have a need to belong to something bigger than yourselves. You won't let the team down. Harvard did show this in a landmark case study. It says that if the simple act of writing down goals, which is where the human capital management piece comes in, will increase your likelihood of success by 86%. And I expected, as I read the report, that okay, you're going to get more alignment. You're going to get people rowing in the right direction, so that will help increase your success. But what shocked me was the bigger driver there was Maslow's hierarchy of need. We have a need to belong to something bigger than ourselves.
This is the thing. This is the thing that a lot of people are missing as we continue more and more into the digital age. Sometimes people forget that no matter how much digital we have, you and I are still going to be human, analog humans, and we're going to have the same human, the same needs as humans have needed for thousands of years.
Hasn't changed.
No, it won't change.
It won't change, no. And that will get you discretionary effort. People start acting like owners if they know what their role is in the success of the team.
And you know what's sad, Steve, is most companies, and probably big companies too, don't adequately, if at all, relate to explain to their people what the company goals are and the part that they play in it.
It's staggering. One of the things I have found is, again, you know, when every time we onboard a new outsourced accounting department client, we start with, you know, what are the decisions you want to make? Let's work backwards from there to design your management reporting system. And when we say, okay, so what are your goals? What is your budget? I'm shocked. 80% of the time, they don't have a budget. They say, oh, I've always wanted a budget. And what I've uncovered over 30 years is it's fear. People are afraid. If I lay out a budget, I go in front of the company and say, we want to grow by 20%. And we don't get there, they'll feel like a failure.
Right.
When in fact, the exact opposite is true. If you lay out that goal, and everybody will start working hard towards that goal, if, and Jim, this is the most important thing, if you recognize and reward the people who contribute to the goals, if they understand why those goals are good for them, because you're going to get a profit sharing, or you're going to get a raise or a promotion or 401k.
Right.
You'll get discretionary effort. You'll get people acting like owners, and that's how you get high performing team and increased profits.
That's exactly right. And then you have to put all that together, and it's not enough anymore, especially with the crisis we're in right now with the employee availability. It's not enough just to manage your finances, folks. You got to be smarter and more sophisticated about your people, and that's one of the things Growth Force does for you. Check it out, growthforce.com. The resources page, that's a powerful page there on your website, isn't it, Steve?
Yeah, that's where you can get a lot of our tools. You know, we take what we do for our clients and our outsourced bookkeeping, management, accounting, and controller services, and we splinter it off and give away some of the tools so people can do it yourself.
Thank you for that, Steve. Thank you for being here. Stephen King, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.